Space News 91. The news for today, many subjects discussed. Hello, thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. This is Marie, the original and the only one, with another edition of Space News. Welcome to my channel. Watching Space News episodes 81 to 90, may be advisable to better understand what I am talking about. I am writing this on the morning of July 18, 2025. I wanted to write about a more personal subject, but Space News must roll out as scheduled, so I must wait until Sunday to write it. I hope you care to see it, because it will be very important for me. This information can be seen as science fiction, or as the viewer sees best, and I post it for entertainment purposes only. Still, I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. And I must say that it can be seen as science fiction, or the Matrix will attack me, as we have recently seen. I am the last Tejetan writing. I am fully independent, and I am not associated with anyone. It is interesting to see that when so-called science fiction serves someone, they defend it as fact, and when it no longer does, it is discredited and used as an excuse to attack. It looks like readily accepting that there is more human life outside Earth enters into conflict with the fact that if that is so, then they must also have a life, and a complex one, so that conflict makes no sense. Enough of imposing the idea that everyone outside Earth is sitting on a comfortable cloud with all their life solved. Science fiction on Earth is used by the secret societies in power, those behind the cabal, to tell the people what they are doing, to share with them the greater truth that they are not alone in the universe, and that there are a lot more people just like you out there. And they share that for complex karma reasons, they believe in. Media on Earth is not what you have been told, as every single show has an agenda behind it, and it is specifically designed to program an idea into the public. Airtime in the media is not wasted, and even shows that look empty and silly are also being aired with an agenda, even if it is only to idiotize the population, to lower their attention span, and to promote brain rot. The very word program, in reality, means that they program you, the one watching it. Science fiction, such as Star Wars and Star Trek, is nothing more than documentaries of human life in outer space, and the difficulties of it, where the whole context of multiple planets and traveling to them with starships, big and small, powerful ones and clunkers, is fact, while their characters and their lives, their adventures are fiction, although I have seen a few that hint to be a caricature of some people who may have really existed or still exist. An example of this may be Ekata. Star Trek is more focused on the Galactic Federation and on the secret space program of Earth, while Star Wars is more of a mixture of several points of view, especially if we include the spin-offs and the series that go with it, making Star Wars somewhat more complete in conveying human life, struggles and suffering in outer space, but while also being a direct reflection of the society and racial struggles in the Western world, but especially in the United States. Neither one of them conveys accurately the complex exopolitics and the life and struggles of humankind outside Earth, but they are close enough. From my point of view, I don't write science fiction. All I do is write about my complex life and what surrounds it. And I do so because no one else will do anything similar, and with a little attention, you can see how what happens here coincides with what is going on there on Earth. And I also use that interpretation of what I write as a mask to hide other messages that would otherwise be censored. Truth disguised as fiction, and only available for those who have eyes to see. Having expressed this, let's move to the first piece of news for today. I have been following news about human aeroplanes for some time now, especially when they started to crash way too often to see that as normal. I follow every crash report and its follow-up, and I see there's some kind of hidden agenda that goes a lot further than simple accidents. Something that smells like sabotaging the whole air travel industry for more control over humanity. I have been following the recent incident of an Air India Boeing 787. And something I see there bothers me enough for me to include it in this space news edition. And it is that they are blaming the crash on the pilots, stating that it was either a bad error or that some pilot was suicidal. Boeing has been having serious problems in several of its more popular models, and they are managing quality control and design badly as well, and knowing how the famous fuel cutoff switches operate, as well as the electronic problems and glitches that Boeing aircraft are having in their complex fly-by-wire systems, where everything the aircraft does, all its controls are based on computer sensors and not in any physical, mechanical movement, I have arrived at a bothersome conclusion. Some experts have stated that after researching the crash, they have a reason to conclude that two of the aircraft computer systems entered into a conflict where one was imposing a protocol onto the aircraft that indicated to all its systems that it was taking off and needed maximum power, and the other was imposing a protocol onto the aircraft systems that indicated that the aircraft was sitting still on the runway. The computer program protocol that indicated that the aircraft was on the ground gained control over the one that indicated that it was taking off, so that computer imposed that the landing gear should remain extended and the engine power should be set to idle, thus causing the crash. Because the 787 was indeed taking off and not on the ground, and the pilots could not override this conflict in the system on time. The experts who had been researching this angle of the accident suddenly disappeared and have not said anything more. What I see from here is a cover-up, where they conveniently blame the disaster on the pilots, to save the reputation of the 787 aircraft and Boeing itself, as it has ran into a lot of criticism recently, and forcing them to accept that the 787 has serious and dangerous electronic glitches and problems would cause big losses for them. I personally conclude that it is a cover-up, and they are cruelly and unfairly blaming the accident on the pilots, as they are no longer alive to defend themselves. And as for the sole survivor, I know many of you are waiting for me to say something about him. I see that as an example of how any physical realm is just an energetic matrix, and far more is happening than what meets the eye, as I have explained in my videos about the astral. I asked my Antarian counterpart, as Ed Nidia, for her opinion about all this, and she stated that the survivor is a protected starseed. And she claimed him to be one of theirs. She did not comment on anything else. Why is this piece of news relevant today? For no specific reason at all, it has been on my mind and bothering me for some time. I cannot know what truly happened there, but it certainly does smell like a cover-up, so I decided to share my thoughts with you, while honoring the innocent pilots and those who ended their life journey there. Something abnormal, perhaps complex sabotage, perhaps from the astral, is happening to human aircraft, and now we have set ourselves here to detect it. Besides, it may concern the safety of our Tejetan aircrews as well, as we fly the same skies. Moving on to other news, this time in space, things up here appear to be quite stable during the past few days. Even more so as several of the star races who decided to run away when the recent conflict started up here, have returned to their usual orbits, although not all of them yet, giving us a nice total of a little over 700 larger than 1 kilometer long starships currently in Earth's orbit. We, the Triad, are slowly being accepted as the local Galactic Federation representatives, although we in no way have as much power and influence as the people who were here before and who have now been arrested for having connections with the Cabal on Earth. We have no control over the money assigned to each star race who must mingle with humans on the surface, and we have no control over the Cabal on Earth and its shady connections to off-planet overlords, most probably from Orion, but not only. And we are hard at work from every possible angle of the problem of Earth. On the downside, no less than 500 Orion starships are surrounding Earth at a high orbit, around 5 million kilometers from the surface. They are simply there, making themselves be seen, but up to now they have not challenged anyone. Even if they beat us in numbers, they do not in total power and capacity, as one single of our ships can handle many of theirs if things come to that. What we can see is that this mess is far from over, but we are ready. I know some of you are asking what happened to the two Etorthan ships that were docked on one side of the Andromedan biosphere ship Viera. Right now, they are still there, but empty and abandoned. The Etorthans most probably are now installed and hiding somewhere in Antarctica. Moving on to something else, about the rescues, they have been nearly halted and, at a minimum, for lack of actionable intelligence, caused by not being able to guarantee sustenance for the teams below because of the recent events involving Matrix attacks against me, but we expect to get back to speed with that as soon as possible. A word about who gets extracted and who can return to Earth after that. In general, whoever notices that he or she was taken out of Earth cannot be returned. Those are the rules imposed by the very Galactic Federation. Whoever sees too much, like a starship that is clearly not of Earth human origin, its interior, experiences looking out a window and seeing Earth over there far away, or any variation along those lines, cannot be returned. People from Earth who are extracted are isolated in places inside starships and in some cases on other planets like Temma, which are set up to look exactly as some place on Earth. In the case of the accommodations for the rescued on Temma, the building they are temporarily in is designed to look like a human building to the point that we have even placed some automobiles outside in the parking lot, and the area of such a building is designated as a no-fly zone, should someone pass overhead with some strange machine. All to give the illusion that they are still on Earth. If they don't know where they have been, they can be returned. It is said and taken as a fact that anyone knowing for sure that there are more people outside Earth, among other star races, would cause a strong awareness change, which would in turn cause a bad social adjustment of the individual, causing him or her to no longer be able to function inside Earth civilization. Those are the rules. As always, I would like to thank all of you who are supporting me in every way. Thank you so very much. You are making quite a difference for countless people. A big hug, and I cannot thank you enough for assisting us. This will be all for today. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. It helps this channel grow a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love and appreciation, your friend, Marie. The real one, the original, and the only one.